On the 16th of May 2026, there was a fantastic fun run on the great field at Poundbury. It was called Red for Archie. Now, Archie was a little boy who died, and to remember him, they thought the best thing to do was to throw red paint all over the place. Why was that? Well, that's because Archie had red hair and he liked red. So what better way to remember him? So now let's go over to the finish of the race, where people were coming in covered in red and, oh, well, a bit tired, really.
Hi, warriors. So what was it like?
Tiring. Yeah, I've done a 5K this morning, so.
5K this morning?
Yeah, done that this morning, then done this.
Another two?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Seven in a day. Yeah, fantastic. What about you two? Did you go on a 5K this morning?
No, just managed this one.
Hell no. No, just this one. Yeah. Not a professional like he is.
So is this going to wash out?
I don't know. I might just keep it orange, actually. Or pink.
Well, why not?
Kind of a pinky orange.
Yeah.
It's a good look, I think.
I think so.
Well, it's got wet. It's changed colour, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Still with a bit of rain.
It's sticking everywhere as well, so...
Well, I can see by your legs. I wouldn't like to say where else it might be sticking.
Yeah, we'll find out later.
And, of course, the little ones loved getting covered in paint. Here's a word from one or two of them.
Say hello.
Hello.
All right, well done, you.
You were good, weren't you? You were brave, weren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Gregory.
Gregory, what have you done today?
I have run the park run thingy.
Yeah, and how far did you run?
Three and a half laps, yeah. 1.8 miles.
It's quite a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you tired?
Yeah, very.
Oh, right. So...
Archie. Yeah,
Yes, because this is all about Archie, isn't it? Red for Archie.
Yeah, red for Archie.
Right. Well, I'm going to leave you in peace because you're sounding like you just need to stop. Well done.
And there were people of all ages there.
My name's Anne, and we've come over from Sherborne to do this today.
Oh, fantastic.
I brought my six grandchildren, some of them are still finishing, because I work with Keith, whose son is in aid of.
Oh, right. So Archie's dad, yeah?
Yeah, I work with Archie's dad. So we decided it'd be good if we could come from Sherborne and do it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And you brought the rain with you.
Yeah, I know. It was raining when we left Sherborne. Yeah, it's been a
So what are you going to do tomorrow?
Relax. We're going to meet up with my brother and his wife in a minute. So we're turning up like this.
Do they know?
Yeah, they were supposed to come, but they're running late because they've come from Brighton.
So it won't be a surprise. Lovely. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm Phil. I'm one of Keith's best friends and knew Archie really well. And we're about to splatter the last few people coming around with paint.
And you're looking very dangerous with a cup full
of
red.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get, I promise dust. I'm not going to cover you in paint.
Oh, here we go. Oh, look at that. Right, is that the last one?
I think so, yeah. They follow the last ones. I think that is the last ones.
Well, I have to say, this has been a marvellous event. So I'm just off to try and speak to Charlie, who is Archie's mum. Charlie.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hello,
right.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Wonderful event.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
You're only spotted in red, you're not covered in it.
I know, not yet.
Someone's got to do that,
haven't yeah,
they?
Yeah.
So, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. It's been a really good turnout. Lots and lots of people, especially from Archie's school. We've seen lots of the kids from Archie's school, so it's been really lovely. And everybody seems to be having a really good time, and that's really what it was all about, was just fun and community and remembering Archie. So, it's been really great.
Tell the listeners a little bit about Archie and why this event is happening at all.
Yeah, so Archie, he passed away when he was 11 years old. He had a congenital heart defect, which we found out about before he was born. And we knew he was going to have open heart surgeries very, very young, and but he was doing really well, and he got through his open heart surgeries, and he got... he was managing full-time school, lots of friends, lots of activities that any other child would be doing. And then unfortunately, he became really unwell on the 9th of January 2024. We thought it was just, you know, something he would go into hospital, they would sort it out and he would come home. And that led to a 6-month stay in Southampton Hospital, where he had 2 strokes. And things were just getting progressively worse. And we were told that there was nothing they could do for him. He wasn't well enough to be put on the transplant list. So we were left then with just waiting. And on the 7th of June, he passed away from a catastrophic stroke. He was a really well-loved boy in Dorchester, really well-liked. Everybody at the school loved him. Everybody knew how Archie was. He was really small in stature, but really mighty inside. And he dealt with everything thrown at him, just with stoicism and with a smile. And so we thought, why not bring some smiles to the children that do have conditions like Archie, or are in hospital repeatedly, or are in for a long, long time, months and months and end, because it's really lonely for kids when they're in hospital. And so that's why we decided that we knew that Archie would want us to do something in his memory, and also to help children that are in his position. And that's why we started our Memories for Life. And it's going really well. And so this is our first big event. And it's been really successful, and I'm really emotional about it, and I'm really happy. So a big thank you to everyone that that came out and bought a ticket, and all our volunteers who were absolutely amazing. It's been great.
Now, there's something special about Archie, isn't he? He had a particular colour hair. So
yes, he had a shock of red. It became more sort of auburn as he got older, but a really big shock of lovely red hair. Quite a curl to it, very thick, and he was well known for having his red hair, and his favourite colour was red. Every t-shirt was red, it had to have red on it, every pair of shorts, everything that he wanted, he would want it in red. And he was very much known for that. Big fan of Spider-Man, so I think that maybe had something to do with the red. So he was known for loving Spider-Man, he was known for his red hair, he was known for his smile, and just loving the colour red. And he was a lovely boy, and we miss him greatly.
Of course you do.
Yeah, we really do. But this has been fantastic, so it's been really great.
I think he would have enjoyed this.
I know he would have loved it. This would have been right up his street. He'd have been down here in his white t-shirt, and he'd have been with all his friends having a fantastic time. And he's actually just up on that hill in the cemetery in Poundbury. So I'm feeling the warmth from him, and I'm feeling that he would really have enjoyed this.
You feel he's with you?
I hope so. I think so. And this was right up his street, so I'm sure he's proud of us.
And that was Archie's lovely mum, Charlie. Now, there were some people who were in costume. And this one was very appropriate because it was the right colour.
Are you usually a lobster?
Not usually, occasionally.
And, of course, the theme is red today, so you are indeed a red lobster.
Yeah, the theme is red. A lot of people are now covered in red, but I guess I was the first one because they all ran past me all clean, and I was red, and then the second time they ran past me, they were all red as well. So, yeah, I've had a few people think I'm a crab, and one person thought I was a chicken. So go figure.
A red chicken.
Yeah, a red chicken for some reason.
So I take it you ran the race?
No, I was a marshal, just directing people the right way.
That's what lobsters do.
That's what lobsters do. They point people in the right direction with their pincers. It's been really nice to have all ages out here today. You think it might be something for the younger kids, but there's been kids of all ages and adults of all ages as well.
And do they like lobster soup?
Yeah, they love lobster bisque. The minions said they had inspiration for dinner tonight. But I don't know if they wanted to take me home.
And by the end of that interview, I was beginning to lick my lips. First time I've ever interviewed a lobster. Now, final word comes from Charlie's dad.
Keith, how much money do you think you've raised?
Well, on ticket sales alone, I think it's probably going to be well over £600. And then we've got the raffle as well that we've had tickets for today as well. So I think probably at least, I reckon, £800. But we had a lot of people coming in, just turning up on the day. So once we've found out how many other people attended, we can put that up on the page to say how much we've raised. But yeah, certainly a fair bit of money today.
So you're happy?
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a fantastic day. So thank you to everybody who's come.